You know what? Naturally, in this existence, it's hunting. And let me tell you the story of this hunter and the birdie. Why? We are talking about knowledge here, right? How do you get your knowledge? You hunt for it, right? What the other people do? They hunt for you. They want you to be their follower. How many people tried to impress you? Millions. Because everybody is doing it. Don't forget that, like I said, every particle is fighting each other. Every human being is fighting each other. And we are influenced by all of this. We have to be clever not to be trapped in being a follower. Because the point is, you have to be the fellow traveler. You are the fellow who are changing yourself. You shouldn't follow someone. Yes, you have to walk with the people who are walking. You're not following them. You are with them, experiencing that we. That is the important stuff. That's how he arrived to this problem of hunting. Then he brought other examples. Okay, I talked about the hunting. Let's talk about the safety, which is the policeman. He said, okay, this policeman of you is sleeping when the thieves will come and take it away. Yes, when he wakes up, he starts to shout, useless. This is the trick. When I say you should pay attention, don't be silly that because he had the uniform, he is the guardian, so he is the guardian. No. Don't be ridiculously naive to accept everything. Because what is this path I'm talking about? Really, what is the path? The path is somewhere that I see the footprint of some people. I'm looking around and I want to find the people who changed because I want to change. So I have to work with the people who want to change, not to work with the people who want to be the same as they are. They are pharaohs, they are arrogant, they love themselves. This is what I'm talking about, the path. There is this path because there are those exceptional people, always, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, namely Nelson Mandela. That's what I'd like to say, just a name to just remind myself. He transformed, he became that lovely fellow. So, this is a role model for me to look for the footstep, not to look at him. His footstep. What he did really, what did he practice to practice that? Let's go back, book one. Remember, book one finished, he said, this is it, go and practice, because practically you could become enlightened, not philosophically and thinking. Because there is something which is not in your animal biology. What is it? There is something that I know it's not in your biology. What is it? Cheating. Lying. You knew it when you were 1.5 year old. Honesty? First of all, honesty is not logical. It's not good. Because if you're honest, you will lose. You hear that always, right? That this is the trick. We know, in human culture, we know honesty is a necessity. Because if there is no honesty, we will not connect. Then there is no me. We'll be always us and them. Look at the fascism. Look at all the bad ways of life that historically we had. Is what? Us and them. There is no us and them. There is we. Because this is what the reality of our life is today. Yeah, 8,000 years ago it was not like this. Because I was not connected to the rest of the globe. But now, there is this we, and I should really understand it. Because there is always this trick, and there are the people who read this book for some other reasons. He said, please make it simple, make it short, make this Masnavi something that is desirable with your heart. Okay, let me talk simple. Then he goes back to the story of that guardian. Then he brings in the main question here, which was what? It was the Billy who is trapped and he doesn't accept the responsibility. Why was he trapped? Do you remember? Oh, because he's hungry. And that guy, knowingly, told him that this belongs to some nobodies. Some children of a dead fellow and blah blah. He said, okay, so I could have some. That greed, that transforming. Because he was selfish, period, no? Yes, but now that he is trapped, he is crying and he is blaming everything except me. This is the opening of this book. This is the real stuff. He talks about having the choices against your natural temptation. I should always know in my life that there is a cheater in me. Yes, there is someone in me who wants to lie. If I think that is not in me, I'm stupid. I'm self-adoring fellow. We talked about it last book, remember? The birdie which is in love with itself. This is the trick. Learn it. Because you could learn it. It could change. Let me tell you, honestly, I'm in love with the art of madness. I'm surfeited with wisdom and sagacity. This is verse 573. Yes. The stuff that I'm saying is crazy, yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that somebody tried to steal a little bit of your food. Give that fellow a little bit more, because that fellow deserves that food, not you. That's it. Practically, you should do the good stuff, and there are good stuff. Logically, no, because logically this animal is programmed to win. To win what? This is the trick. There is only one way. Oh, my friends, comrades, the beloved has burned the way. We are laying deer and he a hunting lion. In the clutch of the fierce, bloodthirsty lion, where is any resource except resignation? And you see, در کف شیر نر خونخواره ای غیر تسلیم و رضا کوچاره ای. At the end of the day, you know what? At the end of the day, this culture is the winner. You be in it or not. Yes, because this culture is not here accidentally. It is by the plan of this improvement that we see in the universe. All these improvements happen, especially this one, cultural one. So if you want to be in it, be really in it. Practice it. Think about it day and night, because this is our last teaching. Thank you. No reading today. I'm in the Persian.